Nadarim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet 7-4. Again, we're trying to define terms. Again, it's difficult to translate in English because the whole point is how to translate these words. But in the time of the Mishnah, they usually lived in one-story homes, which oftentimes had like a second story, which is like an attic. You know, it was an attic, okay? So I'll translate it as a bias as being the primary home, whereas the aliyah is the attic. Aliyah, to ascend, like the person makes aliyah to Israel, it goes up, so this is like the second story, the upper level of the home. So if a person makes a neder, hanodir min habayis, he says, I'm never going into that house ever again. Question is, does that include also the upper story, the attic? So mutar baliyah, yes, he could go into aliyah, the upper story, divrei Rabbi Meir, quench Rabbi Meir. The Chum omrim aliyah bechlal habayis. The Chum say no, the attic is part of the house, and therefore if you say a neder against the house, the bias, the primary living area, that would include like the upper story, even if the access from the outside and that kind of thing. Don't think of it, you know, fine. Hanodim in aliyah, well, that previous question about whether aliyah is included in bias is a machlokus. When it comes to taking neder against the aliyah, mutter babayas, everybody agrees he could still go into the main house because no one would ever refer to the house as the attic. The question is, when a person says the house, does he include the attic? But the attic alone never would include bias, and therefore the house remains permitted to him.